at home, the lifeless deep, still across a nation's darkness, move to wake our souls from sleep, move to stare, to draw.
A new cleanse. Shout it loud, hallelujah.
I'd like you to raise up your two hands and sing this song loud and clear as you enter into this very important Bible study. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Hallelujah. So we lift up holy hands, we honor God, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of. Let me hear the sister sing it loud and clear. Hallelujah. So, let's hear the brothers singing it loud and clear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Hallelujah. So we lift up holy hands, we honor God. Sing blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Oh, everybody together, let's sing it loud and clear. Blessed. Hallelujah. Worthy to be praised and adored. Hallelujah. So we lift up holy hands with one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
At this first meeting of the year,
ninu ipade ikini todun yi,
there are some prayers heaven is waiting to hear from our mouth.
Awon adura kan wa ti orun reti lati gbo ni enu wa,
which will set the pace for us. It is important that you do not allow your voice to be lower than that of the person next to you. It is important that you pray these prayers from your heart, which high faith in God. Believing the Lord as I'm saying it right now.
And
that how his power is going to be upon you throughout the year. Let me hear everybody here shouting this loud and clear after me. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Alas, do what will make people rejoice with me this year.
Se ohun ti yo mu kawon eniyan ba mi yo lodun yi.
This is a great prayer.
Adura nla ni o.
And I want you to pray seriously.
O se fe ke gba gidi gidi.
Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Allah. Do what you make people rejoice with me this year.
In the name
of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and begin to pray. Do what you make people rejoice with me this year. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Say, I reject.
Moko.
Every breakthrough miscarriage.
Moko abikwa.
Can I hear you shouting that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. Basenta nikatenda raba. Ribo sependi kata. Baraka sente yabo shente.
Ribo sutoli adabo kate.
In Jesus name we pray. Grab somebody by the two hands. Two hands. And pray for that person from your heart. And let that person pray for you too. Where is the Lord God of
Elijah?
Arise. Either it's a he or a she. Give him testimonies that will wipe away insult. Are you ready? Open your mouth and pray now. Testimonies that will wipe away insults. Receive it now, receive it now. Masapila katanda yaba. Testimonies that will wipe away insults. In Jesus' name we pray. Grab another person's hand. Pray the same prayer for that person. Where is the Lord God of
Elijah?
Arise! Give up testimonies and wipe away insults. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Masepokatalika, daribo sopondeka. In Jesus' name we pray. Grab a third person by the hand and shout it loud and clear. The person, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise. Give him testimonies and wipe away his son. In the name of Jesus. The testimonies are wiped away in some. Receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you,
Jesus.
You may release your friend now. Thank you, Jesus. You will pray this for yourself loud and clear. My Father, close every mouth laughing at my destiny. In the name of Jesus, close them. Every mouth laughing at my destiny, close them. Something is happening over there. The power of God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence now. A strange miracle is taking place. The internal organs of these two persons, a brother and a sister, is being brought out completely by the angels of God. And they are doing some repairs on those organs and returning them to the body. Silence now. That has to be completed. The organs have been taken out, separated as it is on the floor, repairing them, returning them, repairing them, and 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 returning them. That person that today is your first day here, thank God you came here tonight, because you are actually half buried right there where you are. The power of God is coming upon you, and the yoke of that spirit of death is broken. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stubborn enemies of my destiny. Die in shame. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray that one. Command them to die in shame. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Don't be afraid. In Jesus' name we pray. Raise up your two hands as you pray this prayer. Your two hands. Say, this year,
Lord, ye,
my hands shall not go down. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Open your mouth and profess unto your hands. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, then we pray.
Loruko Jesu, la gbadura.
Now this prayer.
Adura yi.
We are praying 7 times.
Emeje la gba.
Each time we pray it.
Okokan ta ba tin gba.
Somebody in this gathering.
Enikan ninu ipejo yi.
Will receive a noisy promotion.
Yo gba igbega ara ri o.
And this a promotion that will attract attention. Every power gathered to spoil my story. You are a liar. In the name of
Jesus.
That starts. If they are gathered to spoil my story, they are lying. In Jesus' name we pray. Get yourself ready. Number two. Open your mouth and pray. That's right. Masakata. We book upon the country. The real Kandayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to be more aggressive. This is number three. Open your mouth and pray. Masakatendayabo Shanta. Yes, if they are gathered to spoil my story. In Jesus' name we pray. Number four, open your mouth and pray. Aha! Receive your own testimony. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. Number five, open your mouth and pray. Makate sete yabo shende yabo santa. In Jesus' name we pray. Number six, open your mouth and pray. Yes. Jesus, then we pray. This is the final one, number seven. Open your mouth and pray. Yes, if they are gathered to spoil my story, they cannot continue. Danaribo sopola kaya bo shenta. Dakapola boko sante ya bo shenta aba. In Jesus' name we pray. Are you tired?
Abora yini.
Every coven amori. I bomb you by the power in the blood of Jesus. Every coven armory, I bomb you by the power in the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Deal with the coven armory. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord said this next one too, we should pray three times.
At
each time this prayer is prayed here tonight, it will enlarge the financial cost of somebody. Not only that, it will raise a voice for somebody where there is no voice. Say, God of Daniel. God of Joshua. God of Joseph. Can I hear you shouting louder? Change my story by fire. In the name of Jesus. Change my story by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the second time. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus' name we pray. This is the third time. Open your mouth and pray. Change my story by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a time like this. And we thank you for your grace and power. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This night, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us. Moving our lives mightily. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Let's have a God bless you. Say, my Father,
Baba me,
empower me to succeed.
Fumi lagbara lati saseyori.
Can I hear you say that again?
Ewipe lo nwoke.
Let me hear the sister saying so.
Kawo labirin da wube.
How about the brothers?
Awon okunrin ko.
That is our topic, and that's the basis of our concluding prayers. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26.
Chronica keji ori kerindini ogbon.
2 Chronicles chapter 26.
Chronica keji
verse 15.
Ori kerindini ogbon ese ikarundini ogun.
2 Chronicles
Chronica keji
26
ori kerindini ogbon
15
ese ikarundini ogun.
It is good to open your Bible there.
O dara ka si bibeli wa sibe.
Are we there?
Chati sibe.
And he made in Jerusalem engines.
O si se ohun ero ijagun ni Jerusalem.
Invented by cunning men.
Ihumo ologbon eniyan.
To be on the towers and upon the bulwarks.
Lati wa lori ile iso ati lori igun odi.
To shoot arrows and great stones without.
Lati fi tafa ati lati fi so okuta nla.
And his name spread far abroad.
Oruko re si tan lo jina jina.
For he was marvelously helped.
Nitori ti a se iranlowo iyanu fun.
Till he was strong.
Titi o fi ni agbara.
He was marvelously helped by heaven.
Orun
he was strong.
Orun se iranlowo iyanu fun titi o fi ni agbara.
May heaven
ki orun
help you marvelously.
Ko se iranlowo iyanu fun o.
I say it again.
Mo tun tun so.
May heaven help you
ki orun
marvelously.
Ko se iranlowo iyanu fun o.
I say it a third time.
Mo tun tun so leketa.
May heaven help you marvelously.
Ki orun ko se iranlowo iyanu fun o.
Everyone in life.
Gbogbo eniyan laye yi.
Who is not a sick man?
Ti ki se abirun.
Or madman.
Aba sinwi
wants to be successful in life.
Lo fe se aseyori laye re.
But many do not understand.
Sugbon opolopo ni ko mo
what success entails or what it requires.
Ohun ti aseyori jasi ati ohun to nilo.
What then is success?
Kini aseyori?
Success is what you do with your potentials.
Aseyori ohun ni ohun to fi anfani re se.
Success
aseyori
is accomplishing your set goals in life.
Ni gbigbe awon to pinu po fe se laye se.
Success
aseyori
is good journey towards your goal.
Ni irin ajo rere ni ipa ona ohun to le pa.
Success
aseyori
is development of your untapped potentials.
Ohun ni sise amulo awon anfani re ti o ti lo.
Success
aseyori
is ability to spend your life in God's own way.
Ni agbara lati lo igbesi aye re ni ona ti Olorun.
That is ability to spend your life as it is written of you.
Eyi ni pe agbara lati le lo aye re bi Olorun ti ko nipa re.
Unfortunately,
there
are many people living their lives the way heaven has not written about them.
Be opolopo eniyan lo wa ti won gbe igbe aye won lona ti orun ko ko nipa won.
Success
aseyori
is activating your inner powerhouse.
Ni riru ero agbara ti nbe ninu re soke.
Unto every man brought to this planet by the Almighty, a powerhouse to move you forward has been deposited.
Gbogbo eniyan ti oga ogo da si aye yi, Olorun ti gbe sinu enikokan won ile tabi ero agbara kan ti o mu tesiwaju.
House may be in your hands.
Ile agbara re o sese ko je owo re lo wa.
Your powerhouse may be in your brain.
Ile agbara re o sese ko je inu opolo re ni.
Your powerhouse may be in your voice.
Ile agbara re o sese ko jo ohun re ni.
Your powerhouse may be in the way you hold yourself.
Ile agbara re o sese ko je bo se ngbera re ni.
Your powerhouse may be your mental capacity.
Ile agbara re o le je irori re.
Success is activating your inner powerhouse.
Aseyori ni riru ile agbara re to wa ninu soke.
Your powerhouse may be your virtues.
Ile agbara re o le je awon asiki re
virtues.
Awon iwa re
that you need to activate.
So nilo lati shamulo re
to bring you what God wants to bring you.
Ko ba le mu t'Olorun fe fun o wa ba o.
A wicked man,
any kakon
that got born again,
told ya to be
at a crusade many years back. I'm talking about early 70s.
Ni isoji kan to ti pe ni awon bi odun 1970 ni.
That day, the crusade team had to mount a barricade by the stage so that those who came from the crusade would not go and attack the man who was giving testimony.
Lojo na Olorun. Awon olusona won ni lati rogba yi iwaju pepe kani ki awon eniyan lati nu bi soji ki won ma ba lo dojuko okunrin to nse ijeri ni
waju. As this man began to give the testimony about how he surrendered his life to Jesus,
nitori ogbe ni ibere ti se ijeri nipa bo nse fi aye ohun fun Jesu,
he came to the stage with a black nylon bag.
O wa sori pepe pelu apo ora dudu lowo,
and the first thing he brought out was a black padlock.
Ohun akoko to si mu jade lati nu apo ora re ni agadagodo dudu.
And he said to us, shout hallelujah.
O se pe e hallelujah.
Say hallelujah, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, let me thank God for delivering me from the clutches of Satan.
E ba mi dupe lo Olorun pe Olorun gba mi lowo esu.
So I brought my satanic instruments here today for you to be destroyed.
Mo mu awon irinse ti mo nlo ni joba satani wa sibi loni gan le ba mi parun.
And he brought the first one out.
O yo akoko jade.
A giant black padlock.
Agada godo dudu nla.
Then he said, inside this padlock,
oni ninu agada godo yi,
is locked up
ni
the virtue of 201 women.
Ni a ti asiki obirin mokanleni igba mo,
including his own two daughters.
Ati awon mo obirin ohun meji.
And that these 201 virtues are what he has been using himself to prosper.
Ati pe asiki awon eniyan mokanleni igba yi lohun lo fi se rere.
That anytime he wants to sleep with a woman, he will have the padlock in his pocket.
Se igba ki igba to n ba fe ba obirin kankan lasepo agada godo ohun a wa lapo ohun.
It remains open. After the morality, it closes the padlock. And that ends the virtue of this woman. And plain 201 virtues of people were inside that padlock, which he had been using. I pray that anyone here today, especially those that they keep hearing the word of God, they keep hearing the word of God,
they don't want to listen.
Anyone here today, and your virtue right now has actually been padlocked, I command a release now. By fire, 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 in the name of Jesus. So success is activating your inner powerhouse. Success is achieving all that God created you to achieve. Success in prospering in every area of your life.
Aseyori ni ki eniyan ni lari ko si yege ni gbogba gbogbe aye re.
Success is discovering your best talents, your best skills and ability and applying them.
Aseyori ni ki eniyan mo agbara ohun to poju, talent ati ipa re to poju ko si mu won lo.
You apply them to make the most effective contribution to your fellow men. Success as far as Bible is concerned,
níwọ̀n ìgbà tó bá já sí ti ọ̀rọ̀ Bíbélì,
is the achievement of God's goals and purpose in your life.
Òun ni mímú ìpinnu Ọlọ́run àti ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run ṣe nínú ayé rẹ.
Success is doing those things that God has ordained you to do.
Àṣeyọrí ni kí ènìyàn ṣe àwọn ohun tí Ọlọ́run yan ènìyàn láti wá ṣe.
Right from the foundation of the world.
Láti ìpìlẹ̀ ayé.
And doing them in a way that will satisfy God.
Kò sì ṣe wọ́n lọ́nà tí yóò tẹ Ọlọ́run lọ́rùn.
Success is to positively contribute to the betterment of others.
Àṣeyọrí ni kí ènìyàn kópa rere nínú sísọ àwọn ẹni yòókù di ẹni rere.
Success is doing God's will.
Àṣeyọrí ni ṣíṣe ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
And being where God wants you to be.
Kí ènìyàn sì wà níbi tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kó wà.
It has been well said by our ancient fathers.
Àwọn bàbá wa ìgbàláíláí wọ́n wí pé.
That there can never be any blessing for the fish that decided to go to the tree.
Pé kò lè sí ìbùkún fún ẹja tó sọ pé orí igi lòún fẹ́ máa gbé.
Success.
Àṣeyọrí.
Is to leave the world a bit better than you found it.
Òun ni kí ènìyàn kúrò láyé kó fi ayé òun sílẹ̀ lọ́nà tó dára ju bí ó ṣe bá a lọ.
Some people die.
Àwọn kan á kú.
And the members who live on the people who live on the streets.
Àwọn ará àdúgbò wọn.
They will gather.
Wọ́n sì kóra jọ.
And they begin to give testimony.
Wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣe ìjẹ́rìí.
That thank God.
Adúpẹ́ o.
That wicked man is gone.
Ọkùnrin alákọ̀rí ìkà yẹn ó ti lọ.
He left the world a worse place.
Ó fi ayé sílẹ̀ níbi tó burú ju bó ṣe bá a lọ.
Success.
Àṣeyọrí.
Is accomplishment beyond your wildest dreams.
Òun ni kí ènìyàn gbé àwọn nǹkan ṣe lọ́nà tó tayọ èrò tara rẹ̀ pàápàá.
Success.
Àṣeyọrí.
Is thinking of yesterday.
Ni ríronú àná.
Without regret.
Láì kábàámọ̀.
And thinking of tomorrow.
Àti ríronú ọ̀la.
Without fear.
Láì sí ìbẹ̀rù.
Success.
Àṣeyọrí.
Is making chariot wheels of all your difficulties.
Òun ni kí ènìyàn sọ gbogbo ìdààmú àti ìnira rẹ̀ kó sọ ọ́ di ohun àfiṣẹ́sẹ̀.
All those problems you're having becomes the chariot wheel to move you forward.
Kò sọ gbogbo àwọn ìdààmú àti wàhálà tó ní kó sọ wọ́n di ohun àmúṣẹsẹ̀ rìn.
Success.
Àṣeyọrí.
Is the maximum utilization of the ability that you have.
Òun ni kí ènìyàn lo àwọn ipá tó ní lẹ́kùnrẹ́rẹ́.
Maximum utilization.
Kí ènìyàn lò wọ́n lẹ́kùnrẹ́rẹ́.
Of the ability that you have.
Àwọn ipá tó nítọ̀hún ní.
Success.
Àṣeyọrí.
Is bouncing back when you hit the bottom.
Ni gbígbéra sọ bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ènìyàn kanlẹ̀.
Bouncing back when you hit the bottom.
Gbígbéra sọ nígbà tó bá kanlẹ̀ tán.
Success is making your life a masterpiece.
Àṣeyọrí òun ni kí ènìyàn sọ ayé rẹ̀ di ohun àpèwáwò.
Such that you stand in the presence of God and you are not ashamed at all.
Débi pé ó dúró níwájú Ọlọ́run ojú kì yóò sì tì ọ́.
Success.
Àṣeyọrí.
Is to know where you are going.
Ni kí ènìyàn mọ ibi tó ń lọ.
And go there.
Kó sì lọ bẹ̀.
And fulfill the purpose of God for your life.
Kó sì mú ìpinnu Ọlọ́run fún ayé rẹ̀ ṣẹ.
However, beloved.
Ṣùgbọ́n ara.
It is important to know.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì láti mọ̀.
That success is achieved in life through certain strategic empowerments.
Pé láti ṣe àṣeyọrí láyé, ènìyàn nílò àwọn agbára kan.
Certain strategic empowerments.
Àwọn ìfúnnilágbára tó ní ètò nínú.
That is, you receive some extra ability to be your best in life.
Èyí ni pé ènìyàn yóò gba ìkáwọ́ àníkún láti di èyí tó dára jùlọ nínú ayé rẹ̀.
Many people know about success.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ló mọ̀ nípa àṣeyọrí.
Many people desire success.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ló ń fẹ́ àṣeyọrí.
But never attain it.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọn ò rí.
Because of some limitations and constraints.
Nítorí àwọn ìdíwọ́ àti ìdènà kan.
However.
Bó ti wù kó rí.
Through the supernatural and enabling power of the Holy Spirit.
Nípa agbára àìrí àti àtìlẹ́yìn ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
You can overcome all obstacles and reach your goal in life.
O lè borí gbogbo ìdábò kó o sì débi ìlépa rẹ láyé.
That's why I too am crying loud and clear here tonight.
Ìdí nìyẹn tẹ́mi pàápàá fi kéra ara ní àṣálẹ́
yìí. Say, my father.
Bàbá mi.
to succeed.
Fun mi lagbara lati se aseyori.
By the power in the blood of
Jesus.
Can you shout it loud and clear? Shout it again. Shout it again. God took Joshua.
Olorun mu Joshua
into the secrets of success.
Lo sinu awon aseyori asiri aseyori.
When Joshua was reluctant and discouraged about taking over the leadership of Israel from Moses.
Nigbati Joshua nlora ti o to sin fa seyin ti o fe gba akoso didari Israeli lowo Moses.
In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8.
Joshua orikini ese kejo.
Joshua 1:8.
Joshua orikini ese kejo.
The Bible asks us to say Joshua
1:8. Joshua orikini ese kejo.
That this book of law,
iwe ofin yi,
shall not depart out of thy mouth.
Ko gbodo kuro ninu re.
But thou shall meditate therein day and night.
Ṣugbọn iwo ma se asaro ninu re losun ati
lori. Thou must observe to do according to all that is written therein.
Ki wo ki o le kiyesi ati se gege bi gbogbo yi ti a ko sinu re.
For then thou shall make thy way prosperous.
Nitori nigba na ni wo se ona re ni rere.
And then thou shall have good success. Many who are successful in life and who have attained greatness in life can testify of spiritual abilities that enable them to be their best and become great.
One Jerry pe agbara temi lo ran won lowo lati di eni to tayo ti won si di eni nla.
Joshua gave himself to the word of God and he became great in life.
Joshua o fi ara re fun oro Olorun o di eni nla laye re.
Through the supernatural power of God, he divided River Jordan and Israel passed over to take their inheritance.
Nipa agbara ere Olorun o pe odo Jordan ni ya awon omo Israel ti koja lati lo gba ini won.
God assigned a special angel to him, captain of the host of the army of the Lord, to be with Joshua.
Olorun yan angele kan pataki ti Joshua balogun awon ogun orun lati duro sise po pelu Joshua.
From the time that special angel was with Joshua,
lati gba ti angele aisayan yi ti wa pelu Joshua,
the war of inheritance over Canaan was just a walkover.
Ise jijogun Canaan o je ise to rorun.
They had stronger and more formidable enemies, but immediately he received that empowerment from that angel, it became a walkover.
Won ni awon ota to lagbara ju won lo ti won si mogun ja ju won lo sugbon ni kete to gba ati leyin angel yen o wa rorun fun won.
I see somebody here tonight.
Mori enikan ni bi ilasa leyin.
The angel that will empower you for success,
angel ti o ro lagbara fun aseyori,
shall resume duty.
Yo bere ise.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of
Jesus.
This is what we call power to succeed. Success that is achieved is not just only by a dint of hard work. Or by natural means. You need a spiritually backed up success. There are plenty of highly talented men who are complete failures.
Ọpọlọpọ àwọn ènìyàn ló wà tí wọ́n ní talent púpọ̀ púpọ̀ ṣùgbọ́n tó jẹ́ pé ẹni ìkùnà yán yán ni wọ́n.
There are plenty of intelligent people who are complete failures.
Ọpọlọpọ àwọn ènìyàn tọpọlọ wọn dángájá ló wà ṣùgbọ́n tí wọ́n jẹ́ ẹni tó kùnà rẹpẹtẹ.
So you need divine assistance, divine empowerment.
Onilo agbara atokewa, onilo atileyin atorunwa.
David was a bundle of success and he had great achievements.
David o je alaseyori eni o si tayo ninu aseyori.
He was anointed and empowered by God to rule and to prevail over the enemy.
Olorun fororo yan David lati joba ati lati bori awon ota re.
He got a great name in Israel.
O di oloruko nla ni Israeli.
Moses was a stammerer.
Moses akololo ni.
Who ran away from Pharaoh.
To sa niwaju Pharaoh lakoko.
Because the king of Egypt wanted to kill him.
Nitori oba Egypt fe pa.
However, when God met him
by the burning bush in the desert.
Nigba ti Olorun ba pade ni papa to njo ninu ugbo.
He empowered him.
Ninu ageju o fi agbara fun.
And he became like a god to Pharaoh.
O si wa dabi Olorun fun Pharaoh.
And with that rod
pelu opa
in the hand of Moses,
ni owo Moses,
he wrested the kingdom of Egypt out of the hand of Pharaoh.
O ja ijoba gba, ijoba Egypt gba ko lowo Pharaoh.
You shall be a god to your Pharaoh.
Oh, your Lord, to Pharaoh.
Paul the Apostle, was somebody who persecuted the saints. He too was saved and empowered to convert the Gentiles. Eventually, he finished well. And he wrote more than half the books in the New Testament. And he attributed his success to empowerment from God. I pray that the Almighty will empower you in the name of Jesus. What are the different ways of divine empowerment to succeed?
Ten.
Let's take it very quickly because of our time. There are different means of getting empowered for success in life. Number one, through walking with God. Associating with God
will
make you to be successful in life. God is the primary source of light, power, and grace to succeed.
The
Bible says, in him was life, and this life was the light of men. When you walk with God, you cannot fail. You cannot be unsuccessful.
But
God will lead you to the place of greatness. God will lead you to the place of victory and breakthrough. The trouble is that we do our working with God haphazardly. Some people only pray very well when they are happy. When they're not happy, they get depressed, they don't pray, they forget prayer. That time that you went on holidays in prayer school, the enemy will use it to run faster into your life. Number two, empowerment.
Agbara ikeji
is that you can be empowered through the word of God. The word of God is the light that lightens our way. It is a lamp that gives light in darkness. The Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And that word of God, when you believe in it and you practice it, you will have good success. You can be empowered, number three, through righteousness. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness will facilitate your greatness, whereas sin will lead to failure and ridicule. So if you want to succeed in life, you must live a righteous life. Righteousness is a defense, and it has a voice that speaks on your behalf to defend you. But sin opens the door of destruction unto people's lives. Judas Iscariot will have fulfilled his prophetic and apostolic destiny.
Judas Iscariot
was destroyed by sin because of 30 pieces of silver. 4. You can be empowered through the baptism of the Holy Ghost and by receiving spiritual gifts like we were taught on Monday here. God gives us the Holy Spirit to empower us to teach, to guide, and to reveal things to us. Every believer should seek to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Every believer should seek spiritual gifts. Five. Through violent faith. The Bible says that believer God must be that he is. And that is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. When you seek God, you must believe that he is. When you come to God, you must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek
him.
The Bible says, if you believe, all things are possible. Six. You can be empowered through prayer. You can pray yourself into relevance. You can pray yourself into focus. Through prayer, you can subdue the powers that wants to subdue your success. Through prayer, you can be empowered to win the battles of life. Through prayer, you can get wealth. Through prayer, you can become a strong professional. Through prayer, you can receive power to live for God. There is no kind of miracle that prayer has not done before. Seven. You can be empowered through the intervention of ministering spirits. Angels of God are called ministering spirits. They are sent forth to minister to the saints of God. They have assisted plenty of believers to be successful. Even Jesus, our master, at a stage received angelic assistance. An angelic assistance released Peter from jail. An angelic assistance help the king Ezekiah to destroy the Assyrians. At all times, we need the supernatural assistance of ministering spirits. 8. We can be empowered through visions and revelations. Visions, revelations, divine ideas. You need to have your Joseph's dream. You need to have a revelation on what to do. You need information from heaven that will make you shine. You need information from heaven that will make you overtake those who have gone before you. Many people have been assisted to achieve greatness by divine revelation. The Bible says, thus say the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way thou shalt go. That's Isaiah 48:17. Number 9. You can be empowered through diligence and hard work. The Bible says, said thou a man who is diligent in his work. He will stand before kings. He will not stand before mean men. You can do that by hard work.
Power
by hard work. Lastly, you can be empowered through brokenness. When you are completely broken, you become a member of the Council of Heaven. God makes you a favorite person. He will confide in you.
He
will talk to you. Then what is written in Amos 3:7 happens? That God does nothing except he first reveals it to his servants, the prophets. That happens when you are completely broken. Tonight, our major prayer is that God should empower us to succeed in
2010
and beyond. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. Now,
yes, see.
Uzziah was marvelously helped until he became strong. He was the first king to devise engines, and his fame spread abroad. As many people as are here tonight, and you want heavens to announce your name, you want him to empower you to succeed, it is important you pray these prayers from the bottom of your heart. My Father,
Baba mi,
empower me to succeed.
Fun mi lagbara lati saseyori.
In the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Baba mi ko be si gbadura be.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
I want you to be more aggressive than that.
Mo fe ke lo ipa ju bayen lo.
If I have fallen,
bi mo ba ti subu,
I bounce back 7 times. In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Open your mouth and pray like that.
La inu re ko gbadura be.
I bounce back 7 times. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Every good thing I touch this year shall prosper in the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray it. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Now, if you pray this next prayer,
o ba wa gbadura to kan yi,
and you lose your voice,
so un re ha,
and it happens,
sugbon to sele,
you've made a great bargain.
Owo to pe lo se.
You shout this loud and clear.
O ki gbele lohun rara.
Oh, heavens!
Aru!
Baptize my destiny with success. Can I hear you shouting this loud? Let your voice roll like thunder. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name we pray.